Connecticut had already repealed the death penalty, but had grandfathered in those people already on death row. Thursday's ruling holds that the Connecticut Constitution's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment forbids the state from executing any prisoners at all. David McGuire, legislative and policy director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Connecticut, hailed the court's decision.
The really significant point that the majority made in the decision was that the death penalty is so badly flawed. They talked about the racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic biases in the death penalty process itself, which is a problem that we and other advocates have pointed out for a very, very long time. So this decision is very, very meaningful in that it makes clear that the death penalty falls below American standards of justice.
In 2009, Connecticut lawmakers passed a total repeal, but it was vetoed by the then Republican governor. When anti-death penalty legislators tried again in 2012, their efforts were stymied by two pending death sentences for men who had clearly committed a brutal crime that had shaken the state. The compromise was an abolition bill that was not retroactive and would only apply to future convictions. The measure passed and was signed by the Democratic governor. Gary Winfield was a state representative from New Haven at the time and the leader of the abolition fight.
So the compromise was in order to, get towards the bigger picture, which is that the death penalty needed, from my perspective, to go away. We never would have gotten it done without leaving the two individuals who committed the Cheshire crime on death row. People felt like they needed to be executed. And so it's politics. Sometimes you have to give a little in order to get access to the bigger picture, and that's what we did.
Since this court decision does exactly what abolition opponents predicted, Winfield, now a state senator, said the whole issue could be raised again, with opponents using the Supreme Court ruling as a platform from which to launch their efforts to reinstate the death penalty. Four other states have prospective bans on capital punishment, meaning their existing death row prisoners still face the death penalty. Melinda Tuhus, FSRN, New Haven.